Hey, welcome to the new blather. I'm Sean Hannafin. I haven't updated it, this blog here in since December before Christmas. So it's been quite a while, and now January's almost over. So I'm a procrastinating loser, I guess. But mostly I just wanted to mention not much a CD. I tried out a service. I had heard about it for a while. And I just finally got around to trying it out. And as I mentioned in other podcasts, I'm trying to work on an album, trying to create an album, my first music album, which will just be fantastic. So I was trying out a CD manufacturing service called Kunaki.com. It's Kunaki.com. I don't know if that means something in another language or not, but they're a CD manufacturing service, and they're great because the CDs are really cheap to manufacture. I think it's $1.75 a CD, and you can order as there's no minimum. So if you're like me, you're not going to order 500 copies. So it's great because you can order just like one copy or just 4 copies. If you are ordering less than 500 copies, though, it does charge for shipping, so it's not quite the same as $1.75 for CD, because then you have to pay a certain amount of shipping depending on how many you want to buy. So if you want to buy like 4, it's about $15. If you want to buy like 10, it would be about $30. So the more you buy, the cheaper the shipping gets, but the more you still have to pay because you're buying more. Well, who really cares? The point is, I tried it out. I wrote a waltz. It's the same waltz I had mentioned in the last blog post, or the blog post before the last one, or whatever. I can't remember. But it's called... I had originally called it White Palace Waltz, but I changed it to White Castle Waltz. So it's called the White Castle Waltz. I'll put a link to the Kunaki product page, and you can actually buy the CD if you want. It would be $8, I think, because it would be $3 for the CD plus $5 for shipping, so it'd be $8 if you want to buy a CD with 1 5-minute track on it. Not sure that would really be worth it to anyone. But what I want to do is get it on iTunes or something. Try out CD Baby. And the really nice thing about Kunaki is that they give you a barcode included in the price, which is great because CD Baby charges $20 for a barcode, for a unique barcode at CD Baby. But Kunaki, it'll come for free. So if you, you get 4 CDs for $15 plus you get the free barcode, so works out very nicely. And they also send you like a free review CD, which is what I have here. And I don't really know if something is wrong with your CD. I didn't see anything that you could do to make them fix it for fixing or whatever. They just give you the review CD, and then do you want to order some? I mean, if there's something wrong, I don't know how you're supposed to go back and correct it. There's probably a way. I just didn't really look into it because this looks fine to me anyway, so I don't really care. One thing I will say, though, is if I look really closely at the album cover art that I created, I'm pretty sure that my resolution of the picture file I used was a bit too low, because if you look really closely, it looks a bit blurry. So I'm guessing that the printers that they have to do this, the printing for the paper insert and stuff that goes, around the jewel case. The printers can print pretty high resolution, so they have a recommendation on their site of what the resolution should be, and I just ignored it because I didn't really care. So I think the resolution I used was something like 750 by 750 pixels, and it probably should have been at least 1,000 by 1,000. But it still looks really good. You can't really tell unless you're really up close to it. So it still doesn't look bad. And then the CD itself is pretty cool because it doesn't have like the dye, whatever. They, you know, a lot of CDRs usually look blue or green or something, or purple. And these CDs are like real CDs. They're nice and silver, and instead of having like some cheap inkjet paper sticker on it, it's got like a real printed label on it. Looks really nice. Really looking professional. If my graphic designing skills were a little more professional, it might look better, but you know, it's just a CD single, so who really cares? I'll definitely spend more time on it when I have, you know, my full album or whatever, when in which case people might actually want to buy the physical CD, because nobody's going to want to buy a CD for a single. So anyway, I'm going to send that to iTunes, not to iTunes, to CD Baby, and see if they can put it on iTunes. And I think that's $35. So you send them a CD and they put it on iTunes, and they'll also put it on a bunch of other sites that you can download or buy MP3s from. And I don't even know what they all are, but I'll check them all out once I send this off to CD Baby. So I have that already to send. Let's see, is there anything else? That might have been it. The guy who started CD Baby, the founder of CD Baby, was this Derek Sivers guy. Derek Sivers, that's his name. And he has a website, sivers.org. He doesn't work for CD Baby anymore. He founded it, and then he worked for it for however many years, and he sold it for something like $22 million or something. So nice chunk of change for that company he started. But anyway, if you go to his website, sivers.org, he has on his sivers.org, if you go down, he has a link called a music marketing advice, which is, he says, is all my advice in a free ebook. So I've been reading through that, and it actually has some, I'm not sure how much of it would really apply to me, because I don't really write I'm not like a singer-songwriter. I wouldn't go around doing gigs or anything, playing guitar and singing. That would not be a very good idea. But it's still, even if you're still doing what I'm doing, where you're just like composing on the computer and maybe hoping somebody might buy it or something, it still has some pretty interesting advice here. So I would encourage anyone who's interested in marketing their music at all of any sort to go check it out. And some of it is just general business/life advice. And I don't think I see anything here that I would disagree with. It's all been very good advice. Some of it is kind of obvious, but a lot of it is maybe not so obvious. I don't know. You have to go check it out and read it yourself. There's a lot there, so you're probably not going to want to read it all in one sitting, but you can like look at a few of the links if you even want to read any of it at all. But like, for example, he has like a bunch of little articles. And like one of them is like, if you don't say what you sound like, you won't make any fans. And he makes that point over and over again, where if you, people ask you what you sound like, and you say, oh, we're totally unique, we don't really sound like anything, then that's very bad, and that's a stupid, stupid answer. You should come up with something that you sound, like something, unless you're composing complete random noise, which would never sell anyway. You have to sound like something. So you have to create a good description of your music that'll make people interested, even if they end up disagreeing, something that'll make them interested in your music, and say what you sound like. And don't be too dishonest, obviously. If you say you sound like Gregorian chant, and it's, you know, heavy metal, that'll just make people think you're an idiot. And you are, if you do that. But anyway, so that's like one of the advice he touches on over and over again. Yep, I think that, yeah. So I'll put a link there in the blog post that I haven't written yet, of the show notes, I guess. And I think that's pretty much all I wanted to say today. Not much at all. All right, well, oh geez, it's already been like 10 minutes, so who really cares? All right, thanks for listening. Bye.